Radio News.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Of course, as they just said, I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Ready to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint. What's on your mind is strategy. That's why you're here. That's why you tune into this program. Financial strategy. We plan. That's part of our phone number. It's part of our, it's why we're here, to help you make better money moves. And we do this every single day on this program. I am Johnny Dean, as I said, with Professor Rick Plum, taking your phone calls. Coming up today, in fact, we're going to start with this and see where it leads. It's part strategy and part information. And the topic has to do with what's called sequence of returns risk. What is sequence of returns risk? We're going to explain what this is and why it's important, why it matters, what can you do about it. Sounds bad. Well, risk, you know, it's risk. Especially, the risk is especially acute if you happen to, quote unquote, retire at the wrong time. And if you've ever looked up whatever sequence of returns is, you're going to find that people say that there are all kinds of solutions to it, but not as many tell you that it has to do with the strategy. And we're going to tell you why strategy is important on this. So that's coming up, along with anything else, as I said, that's on your mind. You give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Our phone lines are open, 877-752-6637. Emails, get those to us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. That's also your source for all the other stuff that we talk about on this program. So if you got questions on anything that has come up over the last week, 2 weeks, month, whatever, you go there to wealthed.com. You can also call Professor Plum off the air about questions on any of this stuff and any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You can reach them readily off the air at this number, 800-644-1150. Any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, can help you out. Speak to an advisor, make an appointment, talk to them and say, here's what I got. What do you think of this? Am I going to make it to retirement? Are my plans set? And if you don't have a plan, well, you can help get one. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. And again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I'm told we got some folks on hold early here in the program, so we're going to get started with them in just a moment. But as a preview, Professor Plum, as a preview, generally, can you do anything about the markets, whatever they do? Can you do anything about the markets, ups and downs?
I have no control over what's going to happen in the market today, tomorrow, or the next day. I mean, my purchasing power by itself, my ability to predict what's going to happen, just hasn't really been able to push the market one way or the other. And I'm not sure that I heard anybody on Friday last week talking about how great the beginning of the week this week would be for the markets, you know, specifically the domestic markets. I don't remember hearing anything. I may have missed something, but it wasn't really being shouted very loud. And, you know, beginning of this week, it's so right. Far, you know, happening. The problem is we spend so much time analyzing and trying to deal with things that are way out of our control. We have absolutely no control over what's going to happen in the market today, tomorrow, this week, this month, potentially even this year. Now, over longer periods of time, we still don't have any control, but we have a better idea of what's going to happen. The longer we go, the more likely mm-hmm. we're going to get a normalized type of thing. That's not even a guarantee, though.
What we can control is not just our behavior about markets, which is part of it, but also our strategy.
That's what we have to control. We have to understand our behaviors and then create the strategy to try to combat us.
That's it. That's it exactly. So we're going to talk about that. I said we got some folks on hold, and we're going to take care of these calls immediately. So if you are waiting, just be patient. We will get to everybody. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. 877-752-6637. All right, let's see. Tim, somewhere in Wisconsin, I do believe, is first up. Hello, Tim.
Good afternoon, guys. I've been blessed to be able to retire at age 50 from a career in law enforcement. And now I've got my portfolio, and I'm trying to figure out where to put the bucket strategy into effect. I get a state pension, and my wife is still working, so I'm looking to find out what I should be doing here.
Well, do you need any money each month, each year, over and above what your wife brings in and your pension brings in?
Not at this point in time, no.
So we're actually planning for the future when your spouse retires, and then we need to basically replace some or all of her income to be able to have both of you retired. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. So right now, she has the she will not get a pension. She has a 401k, which we're contributing to. And then she also has, she changed jobs, so she has another 401k sitting there. And we're still trying to figure out what to do with that one. But we're looking to just basically plan for the future, and I don't want it, you know, I want my money to grow now, but I also don't want to put too much risk.
Yeah, you don't want to have to make up for a big loss if the, you know, although you retired very young, you know, it's hard to make up for any losses after 50. So what we're looking at is how much do you currently have in the entire portfolio?
The entire portfolio, we have about $200,000.
Okay, and then how long will your spouse continue working?
Probably another 10 years or so.
Wow. Okay, so and with the two 401ks, the only assets, or are there other assets?
The only other asset is we have a paid-for home.
Okay, but the house was not part of the $200,000, was it?
No, it wasn't. The house is about $430,000.
So the investment assets are currently within those two accounts, her former employer 401k and her current employer 401k.
That's correct.
Okay, so we're going to be looking at now, we have to have a little bit of money in bucket number one for just those bad days where she decides that she may not want to work until 60 years old or older, and you may need some gap measure. But it's going to be difficult to get that money out because she's not 55, she's not in law enforcement, so you can't just access the money in her 401ks at any time soon. So we would want to maybe start building up some Roth IRAs if possible. So we're going to be looking at, you know, 10 years from now. We don't necessarily need a lot of bucket number one. We need a little bit of bucket number one. Now, we want to have a little bit of bucket number two, which is that midterm money, the money we're going to spend 7 to 14 years out. That's right in the time horizon that you're going to be looking to actually need it. And then the rest of the money can be invested for growth. Her new contributions should all be going to growth. So the big question is, first off, what do you do with that old 401k? You have a couple of options. You can leave it there. If it's more than $5,000, they can't force you to take the money out. If you like the investment options, you can leave it there. You can transfer it to her new 401k if you like the options there, and that makes it a little bit easier to manage because you have one pool of money within one set of options that you can deal with, and you get one statement, everything's right there. But if the options are not what you want and you want something outside of the traditional 401k type options, the third choice that you have is to transfer her old employer 401k to an IRA, a traditional IRA. It's a tax-free transfer, and now you can use whatever investments that fit your overall strategy. So the idea would be to sit down and say, okay, how likely is it that she retires early? How likely is it that the job goes away and she doesn't have a choice whether she wants to retire and she's out and now we need this money sooner? If it's a government job, we have pretty high confidence that she'll be able to be there. If she were self-employed, which she's not, then we got to be able to, you know, account for those rainy days. And we just start backfilling, what is it that we need to accomplish? And back, you know, put some money in bucket number one. We doesn't sound like we're going to need a lifetime income, so we would look at when you ultimately do retire. Now, you have the law enforcement pension. Will you also have any Social Security?
Well, that's the other question. I have two options with the pension. I can either take an accelerated plan, which gives me more money up front, and then I get the Social Security blended in until age 62, or I can just take the regular payment and then take my Social Security at age 62 or delay it further down the road.
Okay, the Social Security is not blended in prior to 62. The pension gives you a higher payout prior to 62 to mimic what Social Security might do, and then cuts back. So you get a two-level pension. You get a high-level pension until you're 62, and then a lower level, with the idea that between the two of them, when Social Security does kick in, it'll be about level forever.
Correct. That's exactly right.
And so when you ultimately get to 62, when the Social Security kicks in, you haven't taken your pension yet, then I take it.
Well, no, I still get my pension now, and then at age 62, that pension amount will drop if I take the Social Security accelerated plan, because then the Social Security, in theory, is supposed to make up the other half of that payment.
Oh, okay, so you already took the two-stage pension plan.
It's the higher stage now.
You get the higher one. It will drop at 62 regardless, right?
Well, at this point I did, but I have you have 2 months to make that change, and
okay,
I'm coming
so you,
up on my second month.
Okay, so you're so coming up. So, yeah, so we would want to look at it and see which one makes more sense, because they're estimating X amount of dollars of Social Security, which may or may not be a true estimate, so we can then try to work the system to your advantage by knowing real numbers, because they don't know your real numbers.
Exactly.
And so we would look forward to it, and we would try to just build a strategy around everything you've got going on to make sure that your assets are in the right place at the right time.
I tell you what, I got to take a break, Tim. Hold on a second. We can help put a strategy together for you. And by the way, you may have some more questions, and we'll be happy to bring you back. We lost a couple calls there, so we got time. And if you want to ask another question or two, feel free to hang on. A lot of bucket strategy questions here and a lot of bucket strategy going on. We'll explain all this as well. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877 Planner. Get on board now with your money questions. We're coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. will work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Talking to you about strategy, bucket strategy, bucket strategy investing, and we got a whole lot more coming up this hour. I'm Johnny Dean with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking with Tim in Wisconsin about his bucket strategy, and Tim had a couple more questions for us. Tim, hi, thanks for hanging on, we appreciate it. We'll explain a little bit more on this bucket strategy and what we were talking about, but I know you have a couple more questions.
Yes, the other questions I would have is, as far as with my wife's contributions now, mm-hmm. what should we be looking at doing with her? How much should we be putting in? If we look to do about 15% of her pay and then do a Roth, or are we better off just going and trying to do 28% and not do a Roth? Which you think would be better off for her? And the other thing is that she doesn't, as my heir, she does not have a 401k. She has a 403b plan.
That's okay. 403B and 401Ks are very similar in contribution limits. They have a little bit different investments, but they're basically, for all intents and purposes, the same thing for what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Right now, your pension, her earnings, what is the total household income?
Total right now, about $110,000.
Okay, and do you own a home you said a paid-for home already, right?
That's correct.
So you really don't itemize your deductions. So you're sitting in the 25% ordinary income tax bracket for a little bit of money.
Correct.
Can you afford to put in the full $24,000 into her 403B?
That would be tight. We'd probably the best we could probably do would be about the $18,000.
Okay. And then your pension is how much of that?
My pension, I get about $3,200 a month.
Okay, so $45,000 a year. So the reality is, when you get out to retirement age, her retirement age, I should say, the money that's coming out of your retirement accounts, it will probably be, unless they change the tax rule dramatically, probably be about the same bracket, 15%, whatever the 15% bracket is today. Maybe it'll be the 12, we'll see. So I'm thinking that the tax deduction today may make a little bit more sense. If you were to fully fund that over the next 10 years, you're starting with $200,000 of tax-deferred money. You're putting in $20,000 a year over the next 10 years, another $200,000. You'll probably end up with $600,000-$700,000, call it $600,000 in tax-deferred accounts. That would then be able to support, you know, $2,000 to $2,500 a month of additional income. Your Social Security is already going to be taxable at the 85% level, whatever Social Security you get. And so you've got the $45,000 from your pension, another $25,000, $30,000, call it $30,000, $75,000 total income from these sources. You're probably going to be in the 15% bracket unless, they change the code dramatically. So we can take a deduction today at 25% and take it out later at the 15%. So I'm going to lean towards the deduction right now, lean towards putting as much into our 403B as we can. Now, if they change the law in the next couple of years and we redo it and say, you know what, that tax deduction doesn't make as much sense today as it used to, then we can always switch over to the Roth. But I think that putting in it today makes more sense putting it in for the tax deduction.
Okay, and that makes sense. And then the only other thing was, What do you think I should do? Do you think I should take the less payment on my pension now without the accelerated plan to give me the ability to take Social Security and maybe delay it down the road? Or do I take more money out now and help my wife invest more of that money now tax deferred?
That becomes a little bit of a math equation. It's a matter of, if I take the higher amount now, how much can I accumulate over and above what I would have been able to take anyway? And then I have to basically supplement, because the Social Security is going to be the Social Security regardless of what the pension does. So the fact that it kind of equates, we don't bring the Social Security into the equation because it's not part of the same thing. You're going to get the Social Security regardless. So we take a look at the pension, and where is the break even? The money I build up by taking it early, when will that money be exhausted by taking a lesser amount later on? If that break even is like 80-75, I don't know what the number is, and you're going to live to be 95, well, then it doesn't, you know, we have to pick and choose which one makes more sense. So we can do this off the air, but we just need the numbers. If you were going to get, you know, $4,500 a month for the next 12 years, and then $2,500 a month forever after that, or $3,200 a month flat forever, which one makes more sense? I don't know if those are the numbers. I just made those up. But that's the kind of idea that we have to look at. What are we going to gain for the next 12 years? What are we going to lose for the rest of life? Which one works out in your best interest?
Okay, that sounds good. So as far as with my bucket going right now, basically I don't have to really worry too much about bucket one, but I have to focus on bucket two and bucket three and let this thing grow.
Right, because you're not worried about her losing her job. You're not worried about covering the needs today. Your pension and her income, which is fairly well preserved, you're not worried about bucket number one. Bucket number two is the money that we're going to spend basically when she retires. And bucket number three is the money for even further down the line, you know, 15, 20 years down the line. So definitely all of her new contributions go towards the growth orientation of bucket number three, because you want that volatility. But maybe a portion of it, maybe a third or so of your portfolio, goes into more of a balanced orientation, something that isn't quite as volatile, so that when the markets do go down, you don't feel quite as bad because the entire thing didn't fall out from under you. But yet it still gives you hopefully some reasonable growth over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Tim, I tell you what, hold on a second. We can go over this even further with you off the air. We covered it rather extensively, but if you want some actual numbers, have Professor Plum run the math for you. I think that's an important thing to do. Hold on. We're going to talk to you more about this. So he has some great questions and some great strategy. We don't have time to recap all of what we were talking about. But in his particular case, he's retired early, or at least I guess he's already retired. Plenty of time to go before Social Security. They don't have to worry about bucket number one. Even bucket number two right now is...
it's on the outside. I mean, 10 years out. Bucket number two is generally designed to last as a distribution format for about 8 years, but it's not expected to start for 7 or 8 years. And so they're looking to start at 10 years or so. So we're in that time horizon for bucket number two, where we can accept a little bit of volatility, where we can accept a little illiquidity if we wanted to be able to get a potential rate of return. We don't want to stick it all in bucket number one, which is high liquidity, no volatility, not very much return. When you put high liquidity and low volatility together, you're not looking for return. No. You're looking for safety of principle. They don't really need that right now. They got 10 years, and it sounds like her job is fairly stable. It's not going to be, she's not going to wake up one day and find out that she's out of a job. And so we're not worried about having to dip into that money, other than her wanting to quit early. And now that's something we haven't talked to her about. We only talked to Tim about that.
Well, Tim got to quit early. I mean, you know, of course he was in law enforcement. And so, you know, there is that aspect of it too.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of looking at where we need to put things. They do need a little bit of bucket two, because they're going to retire in 10 years. But they don't need 100%. And all new contributions, all her new 403B contributions go towards growth to take advantage of that volatility.
Yes. What they might want to do is take some of what they have, pair it off a little bit, and maybe funnel some of that into what could be some kind of bucket two investment.
You safen up existing assets, not new contributions.
An important characteristic of a properly structured bucket strategy has to do with where new money goes in.
It makes sense to take advantage of the one thing we talked about at the beginning of the hour. What is the one thing we can't control? The volatility of the market.
And yet we know it's going to be there.
We know it's going to be there. So how do we take advantage of that and also protect ourselves from it?
877-PLANNER. Questions answered right here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Stick around. We got a whole lot more to talk about. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
We've been talking buckets, if you've been tuned in since the top of the hour. I had a couple of calls on this. One nice one from Tim. And you did a little mental math and figured that he and his wife probably have, what, after 10 years?
$600,000-$700,000 in their tax-deferred accounts.
Given, what, about a 7% or so rate of return? You could probably do over 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's more. Hey, we can always hope for more. And if that happens, you know, God bless. But, you know, I think you can... over a 10-year period of time. Now, with just the buy and hold, it was hard over the, you know, the first decade of the 2000s to get that 7% rate of return. So that's not just buy and hold, but they weren't just buy and hold. In fact, the majority or more than half of their money over the next 10 years is going to come from new contributions, which actually take advantage of that volatility.
Well, and see, this is where this leads into this whole idea with sequence of returns. But first of all, if you had retired in, say, 2000, all right,
well, that was a horrible time to retire. If you were a market investor and you were worried and you were just looking at your returns going forward, unless you had more than enough money to retire.
Yes, because for the next 10 years, you looked back at the end of 2009, if you weren't buying in, you said, I haven't moved.
Well, as measured by the domestic S&P, you know, 500, mm-hmm. you hadn't done very well.
No, you hadn't. And in fact,
if you were taking money out of the portfolio during that period of time, you've done even worse than not well.
My guess is you'd probably be close to being out of money by about 2010.
It depends on how much money you were taking out.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you're taking 5-6% per year out, we saw how early the early stock market returns came about. All right, so this is leading us into this discussion of sequence of returns. By the way, 877-PLANNER. If you have questions, get on board. Call us now, 877-PLANNER. What are we talking about here, Professor Palumbo?
Well, we're talking about people looking back at historical returns, saying it has averaged this. And so if it's averaged X, I can take out something less than X, and I'll be fine. Average doesn't always mean the same thing to the same to two different investors, even if they're invested over the same time, if they are doing something different in their life. There's a difference in the average putting money into a volatile portfolio over time and the average taking money out of a volatile portfolio over time, or somebody who just bought in and held it for the same period of time. If we were looking at the S&P 500 from the time period, the beginning of 2000, which was real close to the top of the market, we'll give you that, to the end of 2014, so a 15-year period of time. 15 didn't do a whole lot either. You know, the average, just looking at the index, not taking any money out, not putting any money in, you earned about a little over 4% rate of return just on the index. Now, obviously, some years were good, and some years weren't so good. The problem with anybody trying to retire at that time was that the not-so-good years happened right away. They happened in 2000. 2001, 2002. Now, if you had a 15-year period of time, you could recover, at least earn what inflation was, or a little bit more than that over that period of time. If you had to start withdrawing money out of that portfolio and had expected to start withdrawing money out of that portfolio towards the beginning of your retirement, you were taking money out when the portfolio was fairly depleted, down quite a bit. I mean, in the first year, it was down 10%. In 2001, it was down 13%. In 2002, it was down 23%. We had three back-to-back-to-back years of negative performance. Now, for somebody who didn't look at the market, didn't take any money out of it, it just was an anomaly to talk about because they ended up with that, you know, positive return after 15 years or more. Now, if we look at the rates of return, and we just flip them around. So somebody who retired in 2000 had a very negative experience if they were pulling money out of the portfolio. You just can't recover from selling when the market's down. But the sequence of return, if you hadn't retired in 2000, if you'd retired in 1995, you were probably okay because the first 5 years were good. And if all you did was take that 15-year period of time and reverse the order where the really good years, or the really bad years, I should say, happened at the end of the period of time, It's a total different outcome, even when you're taking money out of the portfolio. So if all you did was take the rates of return that were happening in the S&P 500 from 2000 to 2014, flipped it around and said, if I had earned what I earned in 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and did the distributions, where would I have been? And because the returns are somewhat random, and they can happen at different times, you can look at different time periods and say, we don't know what's going to happen next. So if we have a really good time period, we do really well. In fact, the difference was if you were taking out 4% of a portfolio from those returns, and you started off with the rates of return from 2000 to 2014, at the end of the period of time, you ended up with about 30 or 40% of the starting value of your portfolio.
Wait, so if you went in order from 2000 through 2014.
Right. I mean, there were some good years, too, because I mentioned the first three. But then in 03, we were up on the S&P 500, 26%, 9%. 05 wasn't a great year. It was only up 3. But then 13. But then we had kind of a flat year. And then we had another 8. And yeah. 2008 went down quite a bit. But then we've had pretty much reasonable years, with the exception of 2011.
And how much were we taken out of that portfolio, that volatile portfolio, which, by the way, we don't recommend you do.
But ever. Well, if you were taking 4% out of it.
Yeah.
So you started with $300,000, and you were taking $12,000 a year out of it. At the end of the 15-year period of time, if you had done it just like that, you only had about $123,000 left in your portfolio.
Assuming all the factors stay the same.
Now, this is a study by a big insurance company, so we're just going off of their study right now. Now, if you flipped it around and you got those good rates of return at the beginning of the period of time, and then you suffered the same annual rates of return just in reverse order. So you did hit those big, that minus 10, minus 13, minus 23. And that minus, the big one in 2008 came about midway through your sequence.
Yeah.
Towards the front, but midway.
And you're still taking 12 grand a year out.
You're still taking 12 grand out. Instead of being at the 300, you'd have $265,000. More than double the amount of money. Which the returns, you receive the same return on a year-by-year basis, just in opposite order. One of them, you're okay. The other one, you're running out of money. Now you're taking 10% a year out. You have $123,000, you're taking $12,000 a year out. That's 10%. Mm-hmm. That's not going to last forever. Now, the higher the distribution, the bigger the impact that those early negative years create. Instead of, $120,000, if you go to 5% distribution, you only have about $40,000 left. If you went to a 6% distribution, you didn't last the 15 years.
You're talking about going in order from 2000 through 2014.
Right.
Yeah.
If you went in the, if you reversed it, it also had an effect.
Well, I'm sure it had, because you're taking more money out. It has to have.
It has an effect. But you still had more than half of the money. Even taking 6% out, you still had more than half the money left.
So where somebody was, if one person was out of money, the other person still had,
185,000 or so. Now, we don't know what the returns are going to be. This is the problem with retirement. We can retire today. We can plan on retiring tomorrow, 5 years from now, whatever the case may be. We don't know what's going to happen with the market returns. Our portfolio, if we invest purely in the markets, and whether it's a stock market, bond market, real estate market, take your pleasure, but we don't know what's going to happen. And if we are relying on that principle, any of that principle, to be able to support our needs, we are asking for trouble. Now, it could work out really, really well. But the problem is, could doesn't meet the needs all the time. If we based our strategies on best case scenarios, man, we can spend a lot more money than we do. Because best case is, we have returns like we've seen in the last several years, and they don't ever go down. That's not realistic. And putting your hands, your retirement, into the hands of the stock market, the bond market, whatever the market you want to deal with, means that you are no longer in control. And we talked earlier in the show about the fact that we can't control what's going to happen in the market. And if we can't control what's going to happen in the market, and we've left it up to the market to tell us what we can spend in retirement, we've just asked for problems. Now, if you don't need anything from your portfolio, and we have met people where their pensions and their Social Security are more than they're ever going to spend, and they're even saving money from those sources, so their portfolio, they can pretty much be invested any way they want. But if you're like the majority of people that need to draw down their portfolio at least some amount of money through the years, do you want the market to tell you when you can and cannot go on your vacations? You know, even retirees take vacations.
Or even that you can still retire. Do you want to start taking money out and for the first 2 years of your retirement, the markets are going down, you look at it and you say, I am going to be out of money in 9 years. I got to go back to work.
So the sequence of returns risk is the fact or the idea that the initial several years, 3-4 years of retirement, are not good years in the market. And you've had to maybe sell the principal of your investments to be able to meet your spending needs. And that money, therefore, never has a chance to recover. That's the negative sequence. Positive sequence is life is good. We make more money than we ever needed. And can't always bet on a positive sequence.
I'd love to see between 2009 and 2000, say 23 or 24, whatever that happens to be. And we don't know what the outcome is going to be, but somebody who retired then, as opposed to somebody who retired, you know, in 2000 to 2015. Interesting. Okay, got to take a break. You might say, well, okay, well, now I've got the risk. What am I supposed to do? Not retire when I want to? Is this a big gamble? No, you put a strategy together. We're going to talk about that strategy when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. Back with more right after this.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, another hour coming up, so stick around for more bucket strategy investing. In fact, speaking of bucket strategies, we're going to tell you about this. We do want to take some calls first here. We mentioned before the break the problem with retiring, quote-unquote, at the wrong time. What do? You retire and you start taking money out of your portfolio because that's what you were told to do by somebody. You know, instead of adding to it, now you're going to be taking money out of it, but the market goes down. It goes down, 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 like it did, say, in 2000 to 2002, or as it did in 2008 and part of 2009. And this portfolio you've built your whole life is now not only cut because of the market conditions, but because you're also taking a certain amount of money out to live. So what are you supposed to do? Not retire? You're supposed to have a crystal ball? No, what you got to do is you got to have a strategy. And we're going to tell you about that strategy coming up here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. As I said, we got some people on hold. We're going to take care of these calls right away because that's what we do on this show. We move along next to Carol in DeSoto, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
How can we help you?
Well, my question is, I feel like I'm in a bit of a unique situation. My husband had passed away, and so I basically took, the 401k, all of the insurance, and it's all invested. I haven't really touched any of it. But my dilemma has been most of this time, my daughter and I have been living on Social Security death benefits, which will end next year because she turns 18. And then I'm going to be in a situation because I don't work that I either will have to, I'll have to withdraw from the retirement plan until I'm either 62 or 66, and I need to make that decision. But is there a way to find out, like, how long is my money going to last? Because I'm always feeling like, well, if I take this money now, am I going to have enough later? When you're working, you're on a budget. You know how much you have coming in every month. But this is just a lump sum. And so I'm always worried that I might take too much now and not have enough later. Is there a way to figure that out?
Well, yes, we can take a look at it. And based on certain assumptions about the future, we can take a look and say within tolerance, you're within reason, you could probably take about this much money from the portfolio. Now, you will be eligible for, since you have not been working, your Social Security benefit, do you even have the 40 credits available to you?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have access to your own benefit. You have access to a reduced survivor's benefit, widow's benefit, as early as age 60. How old are you now?
Right. I am 57.
So 57. And then, so we have another a couple of years, 3 years before we can get to the widow's benefit, which would be probably about what you were receiving, or what your daughter's receiving right now, about what you were receiving back before your daughter turned 16, because you were receiving more a couple of years ago. So that number, we know what that number is about. So do you need more than just that number that your daughter's currently receiving? How much do you need to live?
Yes, I mean, basically, we need about $3,000 a month to live, and the amount of Social Security that I would get would be about $1,600 if I took it when I were 60 or 62. If I took it when I was 66, I'd get like $2,400 a month.
Yeah, it goes up quite a bit. So how large is the portfolio now, this lump sum between the insurance, the 401ks, and everything? How large is this amount of money?
It's about $800,000.
Okay. Well, $800,000, even for a younger person, should be able to provide, you know, $30,000 a year. And so we can front run that a little bit, make it $36,000 a year for the next, call it, 10 years. Until you get to full retirement age, and then you'll be able to back down because you'll be getting $2,400 from Social Security, and you only need another, you know, $1,000 a month at that point from the portfolio. So you will be able to do this at $3,000 a month without running out of money, as long as you structure it properly. We like the bucket strategy we've talked about in the past, and we were talking about earlier in the hour. So I'm not too worried about you running out of money. I just want to make sure that it's structured the right way so you can get the distribution when it's necessary to get the distribution. Now, you did mention that you had personal life insurance proceeds and 401k money, right?
Yes.
Because when the 401k, did you roll it all into your own name?
It is all in my name now.
Okay.
I mean, once you passed away, yes.
Right. And so we don't necessarily want to use that to live off of right now until you're at least 59 and a half. Because we don't want to pay penalties, and frankly, for 2.5 years, I'm not really looking to structure a 72T payout. So we have personal money we can live off of for the next 2 years. So now there's two sides of this. We have to put the assets in the right areas from an investment standpoint, and also put them in the right areas from an account standpoint so that you have adequate access to it at the right times. But no, I think you're going to be eligible to do it. Typically, we look at a barometer, which is not a rule of thumb, although some people call it, if you're taking between 3% and 4% of the net of the value of that lump sum, then you should be fine. And now, the younger you are, the closer to the 3% number I go. The older you are, we can actually get into the 5 and 6. If you were saying you're 80 years old now, we can go quite a bit higher. But so I'd say 3.5-4% of the portfolio could be distributed without running out of money. Now the question is, when do you take your Social Security? Do you take it at 60? Do you take it at 66? Or 66 in several months, whatever, you know, your full retirement age is close to 67. And that has to do with your longevity, how long you're going to live. Also, how much your Social Security benefit would be on its own without taking the widow's benefit. And we can play the games there. So now it's just a matter of structuring it, but you should be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. If you need some more help with this planning, hang on and we can talk to you a little bit more about it off the air, because this really is what we do. Thanks for the call, Carol. I appreciate it.
My buddy Richard can help her. You know, I'll help her, and Richard can help her in the area. And she just needs to structure it so she doesn't have to worry. She's worried about running out of money.
Well, yeah. Now,
and I can understand why.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, the daughter is losing her benefit here because she's turning age 18.
Now, if she's still in high school, she will continue to get it through the end of the school year.
Yeah, but let's just say that
it's gonna
high
end pretty
school
soon.
Ends here pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's not going to last that much longer. Certainly, and then she's not eligible for another probably 3 years or so, depending on how close she is to 58, 2 to 3 years for any widow's benefit at all.
Right. Now, the question is, should she even take the widow's benefit at 60 or postpone it till later? That has to do with her longevity, but she can still do what she needs to do.
Yeah, it's all part of planning. All right, we've got another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, speak to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.